All right then, Dan. So can you tell us a bit about what Fuel for Fun's about and where the idea came from?
Fuel for Fun is a fund that was developed by the Department of Education. So the original fund was a holiday and activity food fund. So it's targeting children who are eligible for free school meals. So the plan is to target them and offer them provision during the key touch points, which are obviously half terms, but also by tackling food poverty. So everyone who attends our provisions would receive free holiday provision, as well as a meal during the day, and also food boxes to take home for their families. So within them food boxes would be meals for every night of the week for the whole family. The provision that we're doing has all been developed in partnership with Tameside Council. So obviously it's Tameside Council, that's a Tameside run partnership with the funding delivered to us by Department of Education.
I went down to one of the Easter camps a few weeks ago. It was at Curzon Ashton's Tameside Stadium. It looked great fun for all the kids. And I mean, what's the reaction been like, not just from the children, but from the parents and the coaches as well?
It's been a great success, to be fair. The feedback's been brilliant from coaches, because obviously they're getting more self-worth and giving something back to the community more so than we usually do. The parents have obviously been over the moon and grateful, and it's good to have the engagement from partners within the voluntary and community sector, because that's what we're striving for. That's what we really need to do, and engage them to really develop this programme. We had 1,735 children and young people that attended during the Easter half term. That was attended at our sites at Active Copley, Tameside Wellness Centre, and Active Medlock. Obviously, you've mentioned Curzon Ashton, who also delivered on our behalf through the Tameside Physical Activity and Sport Network. East Cheshire Areas did as well, and then a number of the schools within the borough. So it was really good to be able to target that many children with the amount of partners that we was able to get on board. What was also important is the amount of volunteering hours that we could have provided as well for more people. So we provided 225 hours over the 2-week period, and that was for elderly people and also people with additional needs. So it's also looking at holistic development and getting people into employment as well through this fund, and it's a real success, really.
Brilliant stuff, and I'm sure you'll want to build on that success coming up to the summer holidays. Talk to us a bit about the planning behind the summer holidays. Will you be expanding the amount of children taking part, or what's going on there?
Yeah, so the fund is aiming to target 10,000 children over the year, but the stipulations are that it's 4 hours for 4 days over the 4 weeks of summer. What we've done is, at the Tameside of the Council, we've decided instead of just doing Easter and summer, we're going to actually do it at every touch point and every holidays from now till March 2022. In terms of what we've done during Easter, obviously it was our first time, there was learning from that. What we're going to look to do for summer is target more mainstream children, but also those with additional needs as well, but those from a youth background as well, and really give a push for them also to get them engaged. And what we noticed is we give 744 food boxes out, which is amazing, but there were still a number of children that couldn't actually attend our provisions, that didn't receive the food box. So we're going to go out to our partners within the council, within the different locality teams, and really touch on that. So those who can't actually attend our provision won't miss out. They'll still actually receive an activity bag and a food box as well.
That's great to hear. Are there any volunteering opportunities available for people to come and coach and take charge of these sessions, or is it just for affiliated coaches and people connected to Active Tameside?
No, we're looking for volunteers and obviously casual coaches as well that need to start their journey. What we want to do is, through this fund, is combat the food poverty and give people provision. But we also want to, like I said, the holistic development of people and of Tameside. We want to grow the next generation of young people into workers. And that will be working alongside some of our staff and some of our full-time coaches to give them the opportunity to get into employment and give something back to Tameside. In the community, sorry.
Brilliant stuff. And as you're with me and you are connected with Active Tameside, tell us a bit about your feelings on the gyms reopening. You know, it's great for Active Tameside and specifically the Wellness Centre as well.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's been a bit of a nightmare year, not for just for Active Tameside, but for everyone. But it's amazing to have our doors final reopening, and hopefully we can keep growing and getting people back in. The next kind of timeline is the 17th of May, and we just hope everything goes to plan. We've missed everyone, we've missed all the customers, and it's good to welcome them all back.